Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there. Dogs.
Yeah.
Shout out to M. Vic.
Michael Vick. It pretty much goes on.
They don't sound happy, those dogs.
It's like the dogs in Jingle Bells, except they're angry.
Right.
You know, you don't hear enough dog songs like that. All you need is the right attitude and a sampler.
Bum, bum, bum. Now, our friend the Belcher does not have a fresh tape for us today.
Okay.
However, we'll start today with something from DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Very good.
From the same loyal listener who posted the video.
Video!
Remember of the people, the people that are
slightly challenged werewolves,
wheelchair bound.
Right.
This particular opening salvo is the woman.
Yes.
The woman who has control of her limbs,
mm-hmm.
sitting in a chair, face back to a guy in
face down
in a wheelchair, and he is dressed in drag.
Wow. Huh. Another playlet.
Please enjoy.
If I could be a woman, my body would be stunning.
If I could be a woman, my body would be stunning.
It would be steamy, fiery, and I would probably weigh 100 pounds.
It would be steamy, fiery, and I'll probably weigh 100 pounds.
I would be 6 foot and have a B cup.
I would be 6 foot and I'll probably have a B cup.
My hair would be blonde.
My hair would be blonde.
My shoes would be high tops.
My shoes would be high top.
A little stammer there.
He's wearing a blonde wig, and he is wearing high top sneakers.
And she's reading the poem, and he's reciting it back to her.
Mm-hmm.
My toes would be beautiful.
My toes would be beautiful.
They're not.
I would just have a beautiful body.
I would just have a beautiful body.
All women would be jealous.
All women would be jealous.
Even straight men would want me.
Even straight men would want me.
I would be happy looking like a woman.
I would be happy looking like a woman.
And living a life in drag.
And living a life in drag.
I'm going to get rid of all my male clothes.
I'm going to get rid of all my male clothes.
And get only girl clothes.
And get only girl clothes.
Oh, dear.
My family would be surprised.
My family would be surprised.
But they would learn to love me for who I am.
But they will learn to love me for who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And not worry what I look like.
And not worry what I look like.
My nails would have a French manicure.
My nails.
Jeepers.
Would have a French manicure.
Yeah.
I would be in a Viper.
I would be in a Viper.
Elvis Presley,
and be a supermodel.
And be a supermodel.
Because they have lots of money. Because
they have lots of money.
And a lot of men.
And a lot of men.
I would be able to walk.
I'd be able to walk.
I'd be able to have a boyfriend.
I'd be able to have a boyfriend.
Oh, I'd be able to get married.
I'd be able to get married.
I would be loved for who I am.
I would be loved for who I am. My name is William and I like to wear dresses.
Wow.
There you go.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Loved it.
There you go, Kat.
Nice.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Yeah, well, that's
mighty interesting.
It's time to legalize illegal drugs once and for all.
Hey, hi there, bud.
Hi.
What glorious goo.
Right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Is everybody happy?
Yes, we're very happy.
Right. Stop that. It's silly. Very silly indeed.
Yeah, whatever you do, stay safe, buddy.
All right, Al, thanks so much, and you stay safe, buddy.
Yeah, sure, buddy.
Buddy.
Stupid dick!
Wow.
Everybody can suck it.
I mean, anytime you mention the C word, you know, it causes concern.
Yeah, there he is.
There he is.
Yeah.
Look at that guy, too.
Hello, you're on the air with Thelma.
Hi, Thelma.
Now, your local on the 8.
There it is.
Hold on. Oh, I've tripped my head. It's only 3:04. Here's Ed.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Welcome.
So good.
Don and Mike show and
welcome.
Here we are on Tuesday. Phone number is same as it was yesterday. 877-365-3636.
Right.
Rob Buddy. Carrie's gone?
Yes.
Carrie and the kids are gone? Oh, I know this. I'm just leading into a story that I know about.
It couldn't have gone better.
But before that, more importantly, let's start with your message from Dick Van Patten.
Oh, yes, I have notes. One moment.
Very good.
Yeah, he's got to talk to you about his wife leaving.
Will he be coming to your empty house tonight?
Dick Van Patten?
Yeah.
He can't make it. He's much too busy.
Flying in from L.A.
We tried to call DVP about the death of Griffin.
Yes, and the story yesterday, of course, no surprise to this show that Merv was, in fact, a closeted homosexual.
Right. Incredible!
I think we have answers to all the questions you raised on the message.
Okay.
First of all, about Merv's funeral.
Yeah.
He said it was star-studded.
Ah, very good. All
he said he was very impressed with the governor.
That's a quote from Dick Van Patten.
Yeah.
All right. That's okay. Schwarzenegger was there.
He said he was very entertaining. It was a lighthearted, good eulogy from Governor Schwarzenegger.
Right.
And he cited the tale that Schwarzenegger said. He said he was always very happy with Merv, that they taught each other lots.
Uh-huh.
That Merv taught him how to act, and he taught Merv how to stay in shape.
That's right.
That's right out of the clip that I saw on Entertainment Tonight.
Also, he was excited to report his new project, that we will see him this fall on a major network show called Jury Duty, in which people bring their cases to a celebrity-filled jury, and
Excellent.
They decide on... He's starring in that with Phyllis Diller and Debbie Reynolds.
Oh, dear.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Oh, my.
He was very eager to promote that.
I don't think we give that our seal of approval, do we?
Not just yet.
We'll see. Perhaps we'll have it on when it's time to promote.
We'll see what happens. What happens?
And about his dog food.
His tainted dog food.
I kind of threw that one in at the end.
It's
yesterday.
Always going to have a taint to it.
It was called in for review, but here's good news, guys.
Oh, here we go.
All right. His food is entirely safe.
Knew it.
And sales, his words, through the roof.
There it is. Not surprised. DVP's dog food is safe.
It's delicious.
So if you want some hobo chili.
Wow.
What he said was
Irish stew.
A lot of times people go into pet food stores, they don't know what to get.
Right.
And they say to the clerk, what should I buy? And they say, buy Dick Van Patten's
Was this
food.
Left on a message?
No, I spoke to him.
Oh, you spoke to him.
Actually,
okay.
He actually took notes.
And I said, what about that article in the Hollywood Reporter?
Yeah.
There you go.
And there was a pause. And he said, article? I said, yeah, the one that said Merv was gay.
Right.
He said, yeah, I can't believe that. And I said,
you can't believe
the article or you can't believe the content? He says, well, needless to say, his son Tony Griffin was very upset.
Oh,
sure.
And that Dick has known Merv since the 1950s.
Oh, here we go.
And even though the article was probably true, he said it was in such bad taste.
You know what? That's thorough, Rob.
That's fair.
That is really a thorough interview with old DVP.
And he closed with his standard closing. I can't believe how many people come up to me and tell me how much Don and Mike talk about me.
This is on the air.
And he sends his very best to you guys and hopes to chat with you
soon. I love that, man.
Thank you for the update.
That's good, Rob. That is very thorough.
Thank you, Rob. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Boys, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Howdy.
I just heard that a lot of the fixtures from Bada Bing are going to be on eBay.
I heard that, too. The stripper pole and disco ball and all sorts of fun stuff.
That would kind of fall under the category of...
When you see news breaking, wait 24 hours. Then
don't call. The Don and Mike Show.
But I don't know. It's a borderline judgment. Is it important enough, or is it simply a fun?
But it's you, and it's Bada Bing, and it's eBay, and it's brass poles.
Is it simply a conversation starter for the show, or?
It's not as big news to me as another item that's going on eBay.
What's that?
That I need to borrow some money from you, if I may.
The Princess Di's dress?
No.
What else did I see on eBay that was good?
RCA microphone?
No.
Barry Bonds bobblehead.
You're getting warmer.
Ooh.
Is it some sort of a baseball bobblehead?
No.
Is it a part of Carl Yastrzemski's body?
No.
Oh, Ted Williams' head.
No. Stop it.
Bonds related.
Oh,
but you're, getting warmer.
I've got it.
What?
The test that shows that Carl Yastrzemski has AIDS.
No, that's not funny.
The blood test.
That's not funny at all.
Don, that's not funny.
No, this is a real like item, but it's way too expensive.
Huh. What is it?
Big Poppy's 2004 red Mercedes-Benz convertible with the Red Sox colors on the inside is an opening bid of $165,000.
I got to tell you, as someone who is an eBayer, as this guy on the phone said, Big Poppy has thrown stuff up there before.
Yeah.
The last
this
thing,
is the biggest thing he's put up
there. The last thing he put up was a gigantic stainless steel outdoor grill slash
that was
smoker.
Manny. That,
oh,
was
that
Manny.
Was Manny?
Yeah, Manny.
Wrong guy, my mistake.
And they both got a lot of press, but, you know, I was on the website today, and there it is, $165,000 for his, I believe he's got D.O. embroidered on the seats, you know, so, I mean, it's not your average, it's not, on his Mercedes, he got custom seats with his initials on them, so, I mean, it is, here's the best part of all. This is why, like, if there's some super rich guy out there that can throw his money away on a used car like this. Mm-hmm. He bought it for himself as a present after the 2004 World Series. So that's why I was drooling. I was saying, you know,
sure.
if I ruled the world, look at this thing. You know, this thing that I would not possibly
it's
even
no
think.
Packer tractor, Mike.
It's no Packer tractor. No, but and I think that was the opening bid. I don't know how eBay works. They said one. They said they hadn't gotten any bids yet, and they put one.
Mike.
Is that like a minimum?
That could be the starter.
Yeah,
right.
Probably.
Right.
Mr. Mike, sir.
Yeah, yes, I'm here, sir. What?
Because I was such a dumbass and I did the breaking news and broke, you know, I'm sorry.
Oh, maybe you
I
didn't.
Will,
you know, maybe
buy
you didn't.
That for you. I will buy that for you and yeah. I will bring it to your studio and then I will shoot myself.
All right.
That would be outstanding.
Oh, nice. Man, I get the car.
You.
Yeah.
Bye!
Oh, and here's where he really whores it out, though. This is where the guy really, if you're a super fan, on the website he said he will drive the car. He will meet you at Fenway and the car will be exchanged at Fenway. And I was looking at it going,
sure.
Oh, God.
That's
some true. Bratty guy is going to do it. It's,
like
of course we'd do it. It's like, it's
like, go out of your way if you're him. You know, hey, yeah, meet me at the ballpark. I'll meet you outside. I'll take the check. Okay, you want to take a camera phone picture? Okay.
He said, cashier's check or cash in person.
Right.
I did all that. I did that when I sold everything from the old station. I met everybody and allowed them to take a photo with me.
Yeah, but Bada Bing has the, I guess they have the stripper pole. And a lot of the bar stuff that they had from Bada Bing is
there's,
going up.
There's also a website where they are dismantling the front of the pork store, Satriali's.
Oh, really?
And they're selling every brick from it.
Oh, my God.
How sad is that?
You know, really, you think of a show like The Sopranos.
If you don't have education, then you can't hardly get a job.
I mean, is this going into the producers' coffers, or is this going to certain other people? You know, about that.
You look at a lot of the stuff on eBay from TV shows, props and stuff. I think after a show was popular for a while,
right,
that the people that worked on the show end up just having big stacks of stuff.
Right. That they can make a little extra money
and
on.
And they just unload it. But when something is incredibly hot, like, who's that director of Rush Hour 3?
Ratner.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
If you want to have dinner with him, you know what that's up to? $4,500.
Wow. Really? I hear he's a kind of a lunatic.
Huh.
I hear he's kind of a crazy guy.
That's why it's so expensive.
Because he's like got that Hollywood rap that he's kind of a kookula.
And I'm not sure if that one goes to charity or not, but I read the fine print, and it says you get yourself out to Los Angeles. He selects the day. You'll get a couple of days' notice.
Right.
You get yourself out there. You get your own hotel. He'll decide where it's going to be and let you know. And you get 2 hours and one picture.
Oh, man. For $4,000?
Wow.
You got to pop for the $4,000 and you get the picture and everything?
Hold
oh, hold on.
Oh,
no. Oh,
something
dear.
You need to get rid of
oh,
there.
Dear.
Well, at least you were tidy.
You know, not good to swallow those back down.
No, not always, because then they kind of have a log jam in your esophagus.
And it's nothing better than when he does that with a trash can that's nice and full. Because that means I'll be looking at that until the help comes in.
All I'm doing is trying to give you some motivation, boy, to clean, to take out the trash.
You know, we had...
I clean all the time.
Didn't
the
we have a regular guy at the old joint?
Yeah, Ben.
Yeah, we need...
Remember what a super job Ben did, Mike?
Hey, at least Ben kept the trash cans
every
empty.
Day. Yeah.
We need people to come in twice.
We really do.
Yeah. They come in once. That's not cutting it. We are pig pens in here. We generate an astonishing amount of trash when we're here.
Bottles, papers,
yeah.
Meth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of stuff.
I mean, that trash fills up...
In no time.
In like 24 hours.
Yeah, we need it twice a week.
Really, I'm not kidding here. That'd be a good job for John.
To get that, to make that so?
Give him something to do.
Or to have him clean himself.
No, he can take care of it.
You mean you want John now to empty the trash?
Yeah.
Okay. John, will you get right on that?
No, not now, Mike. It would certainly be embarrassing.
Oh, I'm
now.
Sorry. It's I was just sort of doing that. You know, thought you were sending now. That down the chain of command right
no,
there.
No, just saying he put that on his duties of things to do every day.
Duties.
His duties.
Duties.
Take out the trash.
You know, we've been here a while now. We've been here over a year, and I'm thinking... You know, what we need is a French maid.
That'd be nice.
We're back to that again?
No, we're not.
It's almost like, remember
no,
when you...
trust me, we're not.
Do you remember when you thought we should have a receptionist?
Yeah, that was a dumb idea.
Yeah.
French maid, maybe not so dumb.
Hey, let's play a game.
Yes.
Has the boy left for college yet? His first class of the final semester of his senior season... Mm-hmm. Of college is 20 hours away. The class is tomorrow morning at 11,
right.
And his college is approximately 9 hours away via car.
You said he got up early this morning.
He was up before noon.
That's early for him, right?
That's what I was kind of saying.
I'm going to say he's gone.
I'm going to say he's not.
I'm going to say he's not.
I'm going to guess he's not either.
I'm the only one that has faith in him.
The only one.
Come on.
Hello.
Winner.
This is still there.
You let me down, Bart.
Oh, what?
I had you would be already gone.
Oh, no.
All right, buddy.
What time are you planning on rolling out?
I actually have my car entirely loaded up, except for the cat. Uh-huh. And, you might have seen the CDs upstairs, Dad, all the Stevie Wonder stuff.
Yeah. Oh, did you burn all that onto a disc or something?
Yeah, I'm just putting it on a CD so I can put it on my iPod when I get back to school. So all I'm waiting for that.
Okay. I love you, Sonny. I'll see you later.
Yeah, love you.
Right, bye-bye.
He
is completely and totally nocturnal.
That's
what it is. He's nocturnal.
Yeah. I can't even
He's
yell at
him. He's a raccoon.
I mean, you know, the dad in me wants to yell at him, okay, that's good. Stay and just download or burn a Stevie Wonder CD onto your iPod, because that's important.
Well, I really thought he was going to be gone. I listened to you yesterday, and you said 2 o'clock, and I figured an hour and 15 minutes or perhaps an hour and 20.
2 o'clock was his estimated time of departure, but that flight is late leaving today.
Well, I think if he waits, now it's too late. He's waited long enough where he'll hit the rush hour traffic.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you, everybody. It's 18 after.
Now, your local on the 8s.
Okay.
I love that.
There you go.
I love that, man. That low pressure system down in the Caribbean's not looking too good.
Funny stuff, huh?
Man, oh, man.
Funny stuff.
Yeah! I love the 8s.
Tremendously funny stuff.
I truly do.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
How are you guys doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, listen, you guys are talking about them eBaying all those props from Sopranos. If you get a chance, Google the name Susie, S-U-S-I-E, Quigley. She's the event planner at the actual strip club, which is called Satin Dolls.
Yeah.
Take a look at her picture and tell me she's not a major POA. She's sitting there with her legs out, barefooted.
Where is she located?
Where is she working?
If you Google the name Susie Quigley or just Google the article, Sopranos Auction, blah, 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 they'll pull up a picture. I'm calling from Sacramento.
Why does Susie Quigley have this stuff?
I believe it's because she works at the real strip club that they put the fake sign out front that says Bada Bing. The real strip club has a real name, like Whores R Us or something.
Is the real strip club, like, tearing down, though?
No, they're just doing some renovation on the interior, and they're taking all the interior props. It's called Satin Dolls is the actual name of the strip club.
And where's it located?
But the lady, it's in New Jersey, Lodi, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. All right.
The event planner that's making all this happen, her name is Susie Quigley. Take a look at her and tell me she's not.
Okay, we heard you.
Well, hell, we ought to talk to her.
I'd like to
talk to the, especially if she's a hottie.
Take a look at the picture, man.
I want to hear if, like, Vincent Pastore ever went in there and got drunk. You know, because if it's a real strip joint, that's a real fun, and they shoot scenes there.
I wonder if Christopher ever pawed anybody.
Paulie Walnuts was in there.
Christopher. Has anybody seen the commercial for the High Def DVD that has that guy, Christopher? What's his real name, Robbie? I'm Michael Imperioli. Film is my life, whether I am directing or acting. High Def DVD. And he says it in that same dumb
DVD.
That same dumb soprano
way. If you want to do that, take your tongue, put it on over, just rest it gently over your front teeth and say D.
D. I think this is a good idea, D. That's the way it is. And what Paulie Walnut does is he never, ever removed his tongue from his teeth.
D. 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 D.
Hey, how's that Hurricane Dean doing?
It's hard to say, Dean Dean. It comes out like Dean Dean.
I got thoughts on Hurricane Dean and what it's doing. Devastating. Totally devastating.
Poor Jamaica.
What a path to destruction. That's an amazing.
Dadamel.
Cozumel and Cancun, D.
Dancun.
Dancun.
Dandun.
The Ducatan Peninsula.
And listen, before we hit that first network-designated commercial set,
yes. Mm-hmm.
do give 2 minutes for some TV that you really will hear nowhere else.
I swear to
God. Mm-hmm. Now, we've got tapes of that tool, Jim Cantore, standing in front of a weather system waiting for something to happen. We've got the Holly Morris tapes. But this is a beautiful moment. Today on Channel 9 here in D.C.,
mm-hmm.
I was flipping around, as I always do during the noon news, called up Rob, and I said, look at Channel 9. Look at what they're doing. Now, let me set this picture for you.
Right.
They have normally a glorious high-def set.
Right.
For whatever reason, they're actually in the newsroom, but they're not like when the guy says, let's go to the newsroom and see so-and-so.
Yeah, where you see everybody scurrying around in back of them.
They're actually sitting. Hey, John, what did I just say? Chill out, please. Friend, we're going to hit this break in about 3 minutes. J.C. Hayward is sitting at a table, and behind her are people working, and the microphone is not on J.C. Hayward.
Right.
The microphone is picking up the ambient noise in the room, and they're not broadcasting her on a regular TV-quality camera.
Right.
It appears to be like a handheld video.
Why?
Right. And Bernstein is there, too. When we first tuned
HB.
In, HB is there.
Yeah.
What it sounds like is that there is a microphone on the camera,
right.
Like a handy cam.
Oh. A condenser mic.
Yeah, but they are very, very quiet and very, very far away and very, very echoey.
And this is just, you know, when I talk about how it's my dumb luck, I flip around. Today, seriously, I must have watched television total, no kidding.
Right.
An hour today.
An hour.
And during that hour, I picked this up. I call Rob. Rob turned it on. We taped it. Now, you got to listen to this. It's 2 minutes of them, and you can't hear them very well. And then I believe it's unprecedented. They give up, and they say, let's turn on Inside Edition.
Wow. They just quit.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a 12.
So some sort of massive technical problem.
It's pretty great. Here it is. Oops, I'm sorry. I got to cue the stupid thing
this
up.
This is part of the way into it. By this time, they've turned the mic way up.
Okay.
And as Rob and I are sitting at home watching this, we're comparing to see, is it us or is the volume way down?
So they had some sort of catastrophic failure in the TV station.
Here we go.
Off base. Well, there is a case of double dipping in the D.C.
Do you hear the old style telephone?
Yeah, no. It's a condenser mic picking up everything.
That's because she's not in a real, like, set for TV newsroom.
That's either a condenser mic or somebody's got another mic that's wide open and they don't know where it is.
And about a minute into this, you won't be able to see it. When she really starts to fall apart, she starts pointing to her ear.
Oh, yeah. She's just looking at the camera, and she's pointing at her ear.
Oh, my God.
And she's indicating, I'm hearing you, but it's not coming out verbally.
Wow. Right.
Here it is.
Off base. Well, there is a case of double dipping in the D.C. public school system. Employees in the special education department are getting paid twice for the very same job. The problem may stem from a filing nightmare discovered at D.C. school headquarters. 4.6 million pages of personnel documents and payroll records were stacked.
And before this, the sound was 90% softer.
That they're now going
they had virtually no audio
in that room.
Well, you're hearing everything.
The general's office is reporting that there are some payroll irregularities. And it is time to polish up your resume and head to the D.C. Convention Center
if
you need a job.
She sounds so in distress.
Because the D.C. citywide job fair is going to take place tomorrow.
Don't forget, when the mics were quiet, we heard stagehands whispering.
Oh, yeah. You can actually hear somebody say, like,
go to two.
You're screwed.
From 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. And you don't have to pre-register to attend. We have more information available on our website, WUSA9.com.
You're the papers.
Just click on information to go. You know, maybe you'd like to win your money rather than work for it.
Got about
if
a minute
so,
to go.
You should buy a lottery ticket now. Because tonight's drawing for the Mega Millions jackpot.
There are people who inspire you. People whose stories...
Tomorrow's Powerball is worth $200.
Let me explain what just happened.
Okay. Did they cut in with like a commercial?
What they cut in with was the introduction to Inside Edition.
Wow.
Okay.
What's going on over there?
Yeah. Let me back it up a little bit so you can hear it in context again.
Right.
She's trying to read the story about Powerball. All of a sudden, the screen goes black, and the thing comes up and says Inside Edition.
Wow.
Then they pull it off, and there's nothing for a second.
Why are you? People whose stories... Oh.
You know, maybe you'd like to win your money rather than work for it. If so, you should buy a lottery ticket now. Because tonight's drawing for the Mega Millions jackpot.
There are people who inspire you. People whose stories...
Tomorrow's Powerball is worth $254 million. Tickets are sold in D.C. Well, the cost of building Metro Rail through Tyson's Corner needs to be less expensive.
She's got less than a minute left now.
Virginia could lose
before they pull the plug.
The government says that Virginia needs to cut $250 million off the coast of the extension in order to qualify for federal money.
This is, now, to be fair to her, this is while obviously someone's talking to her in her ear.
Right.
And if,
find that microphone. Find the open microphone.
And in just a moment, she's going to just stop talking and just point to her ear as if to say, I hear you.
Right.
In a report released Monday, the Federal Transit Administration says that the project is already over budget and behind
laboring.
Schedule. The first phase of the project is supposed to open
or script?
By 2010. Prompter. All right.
Now she's just pointing to her ear.
We're having some technical difficulties, in case you haven't noticed. We're working on them frantically, and we're going to have them fixed, we know, momentarily. We're going to go to Inside Edition. All right. We'll do that, and then we'll be back.
God. Wow. Imagine watching your parents dangling over a raging river on live TV.
Anyway.
Wow. Well, you caught it at a good time today.
And we're so late now. It's 3:28.
Now, you're local on the 8s.
Gotta love those yellow jackets.
Oh, now we'll play commercials.
This is the Don and Mike Show.